federal law says you cannot buy a gun if you've been committed to a mental institution, ruled by a court as mentally incompetent, or addicted to an illegal substance. Rhode Island statute says it too. And here's how enforcing that law is supposed to work. States and federal agencies transmit certain records about people who can't buy guns to a big database called the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, or NICS. It's been around since 1998. So let's say you walk into a sporting goods store to buy a gun. This federally licensed gun dealer plunks your name into a system, and if there's a match in NICS, you don't get to buy the gun. But here's how it's actually working. Actually, in Rhode Island, it's not. The state does not submit any information to that federal database. State law enforcement might be involved if we do, but so far, Colonel Stephen O'Donnell of the state police says Rhode Island has contributed exactly zero records to NICS.
We do not have access to certain records for NICS or do mental health records. That doesn't mean if we can connect, we get them, because that's a policy decision that we're in the process of discussing.
A policy decision meaning that someone has to decide what kinds of mental health records should be in the database and how to protect patient privacy. O'Donnell couldn't say exactly which state officials or agencies are in the process of discussing the issue or what they're discussing, but he says there are plenty of other challenges to overcome if the state wants to participate in NICS. First, there's establishing a technical connection to the database. Then there's paying for it. And because NICS checks records in 10 different categories, O'Donnell says there's the challenge of finding out which agencies even have the information and gathering it.
This is not a one-dimensional problem. It affects so many facets of what we do, and that's why I think I'm trying to tell you that we're all trying to figure out the best way to go forward.
O'Donnell says he believes the state should be participating in the National Background Check Database, but again, it's not at all clear who's really responsible for making that happen in Rhode Island, or whether there's enough political will to make it happen. Neither the Attorney General's office nor the State Behavioral Health Agency would comment for this story. They say it's up to state police or state legislators to make the first move. Plus, it's unclear whether the necessary data is even available. Take, for instance, mental health records.
If there's a trial involved, chances are most of the information is going to be public.
This is Craig Berkey, a spokesman for state courts. He says in the case of an involuntary commitment to a mental institution, for example, there's a hearing, and the judiciary maintains records of the decision.
In this case, the judiciary certainly has no authority at this point to share those records, nor has there been a directive that the judiciary share its records in these cases.
In other words, lawmakers or a state official with the proper authority have to tell the court to submit those records. The same, most likely, with other records NICS looks for, like misdemeanors and domestic violence. And state officials will have to reconcile concerns about individual privacy with the need to protect public safety. That's where things get sticky, according to Mike Lawler, criminal justice advisor to Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy.
So the intersection of mental health and criminal justice is a very dangerous place, especially in the political world.
But Lawler says our neighbor Connecticut, scene of the nation's most recent mass shooting, has been navigating that intersection for about 15 years now, since the last mass shooting took place there at the Connecticut State Lottery headquarters. Lawler helped craft the regulations that govern gun buying now in the state. Here's how they handle the privacy issue.
If someone was trying to buy a gun or someone's applying for a permit, and they have recently been adjudicated as a danger to themselves or others due to a mental illness, then that alert will be made known to the state police, who will only know that they're ineligible to own the gun and not necessarily why. And that will prohibit them from actually completing the transaction.
News from the White House may encourage Rhode Island to follow suit. On Wednesday, President Obama unveiled a set of 23 actions he plans to take to reduce gun violence. They include beefing up incentives to states to share information with the NICS database. It's a move federal officials tried in 2007 after the Virginia Tech massacre, but with limited success. The president's new plan is to invest $20 million in helping states share the records and $50 million more next year. The president's plan also calls for clarifying which records states and mental health professionals can safely share without violating someone's privacy. But this is all still voluntary, so Rhode Island could continue not to participate.